Honolulu Civil Beat has a story about a complaint filed with the Federal Elections Commission over campaign contributions linked to a company here in Hawaii. For our reality check, reporter Nick Gruby joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, or good afternoon to you, I should say.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so this is an interesting story because we're talking about a company that does business here in Hawaii, but a lawmaker that is from the mainland.
That's right. So let me set the stage here a little bit for the listeners. This is a story that began, at least for me, with a $150,000 donation that came from this mysterious Hawaii company that went to a super PAC that was supporting Republican Senator Susan Collins, who's from Maine. Now, the Campaign Legal Center, which is a nonprofit watchdog here in Washington, D.C., had filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission alleging that this Hawaii company that has this awkward name of the Society of Young Women Scientists and Engineers, LLC, may actually be breaking the law because its donation appeared to be what's considered a straw donation. And essentially what that is it's creating a fake business as sort of a front for donors to anonymously give to various political causes and campaigns, which, of course, transparency is the point of the campaign finance laws that we have on the books. Now, when I started looking at this complaint, it made me wonder who else from Hawaii was donating to Susan Collins. And that's what sort of led me down the path to Navitech LLC, which is this Hawaii-based company. And really, this is all about following the money. That's when I discovered that this defense contractor, whose CEO goes by the name of Martin Kao, had maxed out his donations to Senator Collins, as had several of his family members and their employees. What made this all the more interesting, of course, is that the company Navitech had recently been awarded an $8 million contract from the U.S. Navy, and Senator Collins had actually gone to a Navitech celebration of this contract at its offices in Maine, and essentially said at that time that she had done a lot of work to make that contract possible.
And so as far as in this donation, I mean, it's not just to this Republican lawmaker, right? I mean, the contributions were also made to some of our Democratic senators as well.
Sure. Now, Martin Kao, he donates to a lot of people. He's donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to political candidates at the federal level and tens of thousands as well at the state level. And so he spreads his money around. But I think what's curious in this case is that it's him, his employees, and his family all seem to be giving to Senator Collins large sums around the same time. For many of them, they were actually donating the maximum amount that they could, which is $5,600, on the same day, which, of course, was surrounding the time that this contract was awarded. But yes, Martin Kao has given to Hawaii lawmakers, including Senators Brian Schatz and Mazie Hirono. He's given to Tulsi Gabbard in the past, who's our current Hawaii congresswoman. He's also given to Mark Kai, the late Hawaii congressman who represented our first congressional district.
Well, tell us about this group, this Society of Young Women Scientists and Engineers, because I've never really heard of it.
You're not alone on that. A lot of people actually hadn't heard of it, which is why it sort of piqued a lot of interest here in Washington and elsewhere. This is a company that was formed in November, and it doesn't really have much of a footprint online. There's no indication anywhere that explains really what this business is, how it makes its money, who's running it. The only thing that we know is that it was registered in November by somebody by the name of Jennifer Lamb. In December, it gave $150,000 to a super PAC that supports Senator Collins. That was enough to alert the Campaign Legal Center, of course, to possible questions about whether that donation was legal, because the question really was at the time is where did this company get its money, and who really is behind this company?
Right. So it's follow the money. I guess we'll have to wait and see what the Elections Commission decides.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. The Federal Elections Commission does have a complaint sitting on its desk, and they may yet investigate. But one of the things that we were able to sort of point out, and again, this is sort of a curiosity, is that when you look at Navitech and Martin Kao, his wife's name is Tiffany Lamb, but her full name is Tiffany Jennifer Lamb. And remember, the name of the registered agent of this organization, the Society of Young Women Scientists and Engineers, is Jennifer Lamb.
Right. Okay. So lots of connecting the dots. So if folks want to find out more and see where the players are, they should head to your website, visit civilbeat.org. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.